Hey everyone, I'm your host Catherine Valsey and welcome to Unpack with Cats. I'm so excited to be speaking with you all, really pumped and just excited to get into this episode. I have a really good feeling about it. I think it's just going to be one of those, you know, sweet, straight to the point, and honestly just hitting a lot of points that I want to talk about for a while. So I'm excited. If this is your first time listening, hi, I'm Kat. Welcome. I hope you love it here. I hope you love this episode. The other episodes, I think I'm just seeking for this to be a really safe, educational, good energy space where all the episodes are timeless. You know, you can just go back to an episode whenever you need it and kind of take what resonates, leave what doesn't. And if you are a returning listener, hello, hi, how are you? I have so much love for y'all and really, really just appreciate the support for this space. I think the call out that I made in my last episode and the call out I think I'll just start making in all the episodes is if you love it here, if you enjoy the episodes, if you tune in consistently, my only ask is just to feed what feeds you. I heard that phrase and it really stuck with me because I was like, wow, you know, that's really, really true. So if you would like to leave a review for me or if you'd like to share it with people, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever feels good to you, I just love that so much so that the space can continue to grow and I can, you know, my hope is that one day I have like a team and it's just being really executed in such an efficient way and I just can't wait to get there with you all. Before we start the episode, I really don't have many updates, just been navigating like post-grad and just navigating the different changes in my life. I would say, like, this is not to like freak you all out or be like all serious about it, but I think my anemia has been progressing quite a bit and just been getting like blood tests on that. But my energy has definitely, it's been hard for me to all I have the energy for usually when I wake up is just the basic tasks of life. And so I feel like it's affecting, you know, my ability to show up here and videos and just be like, I feel like I wake up and I'm on like 40%, you know, and instead of like 100% battery, I'm like, okay, what do I really need to do with this 40%? Like, what's a non-negotiable? And so that's kind of what's been going on. But I've been sharing a lot of like the high iron meals and this juice I've been getting and just different things like that. So not a scary mention, but if you guys have any, you know, things that have really worked with you, if you have anemia, definitely DM me about it, whatever it may be. But that's just been, you know, kind of, I feel like impacting my life a lot. But again, not scary, nothing to worry about. So I don't have a lot of fluff. That's really it. As you all know, before we get into the episode, I always like to remind you to take care of yourself while you listen. So whatever your body is calling for, if that's stillness, if that's movement, if that's hydration, something to eat, whatever it may be, I just want you to take care of yourself while you listen to this. But let's get started. So the topic of today's episode has definitely been on my heart for quite some time now because I just feel like it's one of those topics where most people or your average person is going to be like, oh yeah, of course, judging people isn't the best. But for me, really unpacking this topic on this platform is just so important. And honestly, I see it as a timeless reminder. I feel like far too many people can relate to growing up in judgmental environments, whether this was within your home and you heard the adults in your life comment on other people's appearance, their finances, relationships, or their overall persona, attributes in a judgmental manner, or if this was in a religious environment and you heard those leading comment on sexuality, clothing, appearance, relationship statuses, et cetera, or if this was within your friendship circles and you heard people discussing other people's appearance, finances, social media, family dynamic, whatever it may be, we often don't recognize just how much this can creep into our subconscious and how easily we can begin to produce more judgmental thoughts or voice more judgmental opinions than is okay, or even how our brain can begin to default to that when we're observing a person or a situation or whatever it may be. Or what can also happen is we don't even see anything wrong with it because we don't even recognize it as judgmental. It may feel normal. I feel like a good but definitely a sensitive example is how many people speak on the homeless or unhoused population, as well as how many people speak on drug addiction. I feel like I've grown up in environments that consistently villainize both populations, saying things like, well, if they didn't do X, Y, and Z, they wouldn't be in that situation. It's their fault. It's their problem. And so I'm going to turn my head. And if anything, I'm disgusted by them and I'm looking down on them. And so if you hear that consistently enough, especially from a young age, it can become so ingrained in you that you believe it as a fact and you genuinely don't see it as judgment. So it's important that with almost everything in life, we actively seek to release judgment and approach situations with compassion. And so let's get into like how I've been doing that. So when I sought to unlearn the judgmental opinions or the judgmental approaches that I heard so frequently, it took really clothing myself in humility, making it very clear to myself that I am never, ever above anyone else's situation. I had to understand that it is by grace and favor that my circumstance is not currently the same. I feel like there's been so many times that I've messed up, that I've done something that could have had really serious impacts on the trajectory of my life, but I was covered in grace. And unfortunately, for so many people, the way things are set up, especially within the United States, we are not all extended the same level of grace from all systems, like the education system, the legal system, working environment. And so I had to get real clear on the fact that often my bucket of resources, education, finances, and support is larger than those I may have been conditioned to look down on. They are not reaching into the same bucket. They're not coming from the same background. They have different life experiences, different brains with different chemical levels and different wiring, different family dynamics, different finances. I cannot expect everyone to navigate or make decisions in the way I do or would with my bucket. And beyond that, because our buckets are different, we may even have a different ability to make different choices. Like, do they have the same choices as me easily? To me, it's very likely that when we really break it down, they don't. And so when I see someone in a circumstance that is far from my ideal, my thought process is never, it could never be me. My thought process is never, oh, that's what they deserve. It's always, man, in this moment, if I can't give anything, if I have no resource to extend, the very, very, very least, I mean, absolute bare minimum I can do is fix my thoughts, release judgment, and lean into compassion. And I also want to present a less severe example because to me, this also applies to someone's outfit or their body or their makeup, just the way they present themselves. If it is not a danger to me or others, it genuinely, genuinely does not need my commentary. And I'm so serious. I've been around too many people where they frequently go, wow, did you see their hair? Did you see their outfit? Her makeup was terrible. Why did they leave the house looking like that? And it's like, that is a complete stranger going on about their day that has nothing to do with you and needs no commentary from you. And I would say the older I get, the more I'm in awe of those that stray from the norm and express themselves authentically, standing so strong in their uniqueness. I'm in total awe because to walk through a crowd of people knowing you're straying from the norm, but also knowing you love what you're in, takes learning to release yourself from the approval of others. And that's something that so many people will never learn in this lifetime. So I genuinely think, wow, they're iconic. And this also applies to people who may not make the same wellness or health decisions as me. Not everyone has time to learn about nutrition on a deep level, to learn about the nervous system on a deep level, to learn about body movement on a deep level. Not everyone has the education on what is best for the body. And even then, not everyone has the proper space, time, and resources to implement it within their life to the degree that I may like. And so let's say I see someone engaging in a behavior that I know just isn't healthy long-term for the body. Of course, I can seek to educate, right? Of course, I can want better for them. But what I cannot do and will not do is seek to judge them just because I have the education, the time, and the willingness does not make me better than them. And that's really what it comes down to for me. To me, I am above no one. That doesn't mean that I don't think highly of myself, but it's like to think highly of myself does not mean that I must place myself above others. And honestly, y'all, I wasn't going to touch on this topic, but as I'm speaking, I'm feeling a call to, a push to. I feel like finances will always be a sensitive topic in almost every community. I feel like there's this taboo around it, and it's just so sad. And I just feel like I stray away from it often just because I want to be, you know, I want to approach it in a way that I'm not I just don't want to say the wrong thing. And so I'm going to be very careful with my words here. But I remember at first I was making, I think it was $7 or something. Then I went to making like $11.25 with tips. And then post-COVID, my income significantly jumped because the creative projects and the creative world was money that just wasn't usually attainable to a college student at your everyday job that's usually going to pay you $15 to $20 an hour. So where I went to before, being usually just picking up Chick-fil-A or a fast food option or something quick, now I had the ability to walk into Whole Foods or something and buy like the best top of the line produce and go home and make this organic meal that felt really good to me. Now I had the ability to go to the gym and get a membership and start going to yoga classes and biking classes. Now I had the ability to book that trip and see this new place. And I had the ability to get an air purifier and get a diffuser and get, you know, comfier bedding and just really upgrade all the, you know, a better toothbrush, the ability to, I mean, it seems so minuscule, but when you add all these little things up, it makes a real trajectory on my daily life and then overall how my, you know, comfort and year is, and that comes down to the finances. And so it could be easy for me now where I've been able to, okay, I can set this up, I can get this, or even get this product for my skin that, you know, get this water bottle, whatever it may be. Now I can say, well, why aren't you doing that? Well, why are you going to McDonald's every day? Why are you not getting this? Oh, well, don't you know they have this and you can use this? Like, why don't you just get this? You can use this. It's going to help you, all this stuff. And it's like, God, always reminding everyone is coming from a different financial situation. And just because your financial situation has changed, just because you feel like it's elevated, never, ever, ever look down and look at the people that are still making the 11, still making the 7, still with the inability to make those choices in the way that they may want to make the same choices as you. I know for some people, if this is a duh, but a lot of times we can forget that. Like I've seen where people, you know, now they're living in the nice place with the nice furniture and looking down. And it's just like, I'm not at a point now where I'm just totally unable to worry about money, right? But let's say I get to a point and I never, ever want to lose that mindset or seeing people can go into restaurants and think that they're above the person that's serving them. Think that just because the person that's serving them is clocked in right now and is working that shift, then now all of a sudden they have all the power over them. And I think that, I guess for me, it's like, it'll always be important to me that I've worked that minimum wage job and I've worked in a service environment, and a customer service environment. I've seen that I will never go into an environment and treat an employee a certain way just because, do you get what I'm getting at? Y'all get what I, that to me is so crucial, so important. I feel like I've been on dates with people that are driving the nicest and the nicest car. The server comes to the table. Hi, da, 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 da. They don't even look them in the eye. Like, are you kidding me? So I wanted to touch on that because I know everyone listening is probably at a different financial point. And I think finances can fluctuate through life. I may have it now. I may not have it a year from now. Some people may be born in a situation where they'll always have it. Some people may be born in a situation where they always won't have it. I feel like finances is tricky and it's touchy. But I think that when we're judging people on finances, it's so twisted to me and so important not to, because I do think finances is like, you can have it one day, not have it tomorrow. Never feel like, cause you have more in your account that you're able to look down on the next person. And that is my spiel on that. It had to be done. So the last topic that I want to touch on, knowing my demographics is majority woman, I feel like a lot of the women I know, we've all found ourselves in interactions with a significant other or a potential significant other that did not value ourselves in the way we aim to value ourselves. Sometimes we knew better and sometimes we didn't. And it's like, I don't know the specifics for everyone, but I do know it's something that we can look back on like never again, attach regret to it, attach shame to it. And side note, definitely tune into my episode titled Forgive Yourself. But my point in bringing this up is that we've all been there, but I hear far too often other women looking down on a woman who is still in that situation or who is entering that situation, maybe dealing with their first heartbreak in a way that we don't love or find like admirable or whatever it may be, or unable to see that their relationship isn't healthy for her, unable to see what we've experienced already, right? And so for me, especially when it's young girls, teenagers, early 20s, but even older, like older than me, I'm like, I know they're going through a tough time right now. I know they're struggling with new and strong emotions, struggling to see through manipulation, struggling to choose themselves as someone tries to convince them not to. You know, like it can get really complicated, especially when a trauma bond is involved. And so for me, I'm never like, wow, she's so stupid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's never that. It's instead, I can't wait till she sees just how powerful she is, just how much she can thrive on her own, just how much better it can get if she is loved correctly by herself or someone else. Like, that's my perspective because I've been there. I get it. And it's one of those things where the bucket metaphor continues to apply. Not everyone has seen a healthy dynamic and sees something wrong with the dynamic they're in, even if from the outside looking in, we're like, are you seeing this? Not everyone has seen someone stand up for themselves. Like not everyone, some people are living in a generational lineage of women that have been in domestically abusive relationships and they don't know or understand how to do different. It can be scary and a lot easier said than done when you don't have the proper support and resources behind you. Being compassionate and releasing judgment doesn't mean that I have to go out and befriend and surround myself with people that I don't necessarily agree with or relate to in this season. Like, I don't have to take on the load of educating, helping, and supporting every stranger I come into contact with online or in real life. Because at that point, what can happen is I lose sight of taking care of myself. I lose sight of pouring into my cup. Like, that's not what I'm trying to get on this mic and say. The way that I see it is that I seek to live a life in which I contribute to the greater good with the bucket that I have. So, for example, having this podcast is a free educational resource for people that are struggling. Taking myself to class and educating myself on all the topics that I've mentioned, growing my finances to have more to give to the topics that I've mentioned. It's like the help doesn't always have to be instantly in every single situation, but I can, in fact, live a life that long-term directly helps as a whole. And another point that I want to mention with this balance is that it's okay for me to keep my inner circle with people where our values are aligned, where being around them inspires me and motivates me to strive for better in my life. Like, that is okay to want to surround myself with that. It's okay to want to date someone where I feel aligned with them. And it's also more than okay to say to someone, hey, I love you, but I really can't be around this right now. Like, I want to make that so clear. My point is more so when I do see someone or engage with someone that is in a situation I am not currently in and a situation I do not want to be in or do not find favorable, I am not approaching it or them from judgment. I am not approaching it with a nose up, head turned type of way. I can engage with them human to human. And I can always hold close that our buckets are different. Our motivations are different. And like, you know, just everything is different. And honestly, remembering that that's really what being human is all about. Different experiences, different backgrounds, different, you know, once in life. And so that just is my hope with this episode and what I hope everyone holds dear, especially if you've been in an environment or you're still in an environment where you've heard that all the time. Like, how can I seek to unlearn something that just might be this unconscious, now instant thought that I have because of all the subconscious and overtime? How can I seek to unlearn that? How can I seek that when I see that to transition my thoughts in a more compassionate direction? How on the day-to-day can I seek within my conversations to transition them in a more compassionate direction? Over time, what you might have seen as normal in terms of the judgmental approach becomes foreign to you and becomes something that your body reacts to. Like, that's not okay. Like, the conversations I heard as a child, now if as an adult I'm walking into the conversation, I hear someone say that, I'm bringing up all the points I just mentioned. I'm not just, oh yeah, Totally. You know, I'm standing up for what I believe in and taking that compassionate side in everything. And so, yeah, I really wanted to speak to these points because I see it come up quite often, even on social media and interpersonal conversations in so much. And I'm like, wow, how would the world be if we all shifted from this judgmental point of view and all this commentary to a more compassionate point of view, and in a way where how can we meet people where they are and understand the different buckets and seek that if we are coming from a more privileged bucket, how can our life over time directly help them? That is my spiel. That is something I'm really passionate about and something that I hope that has come through within this episode. I really hope that everyone's month of July is off to a good start. I'm really hoping that this month brings you all a lot of ease, a lot of rest, a lot of love, a lot of laughs, a lot of summer nights. If everyone is in summer, I know I do have some listeners, you know, across the world in different seasons. But my hope is just that this month is kind to you and this month loves on you and that you feel good and that things turn around if that's not the case. I hope that everyone's been having a good week. I hope that you all continue to enjoy the rest of your day. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and I shall see you in the next episode. I appreciate you all so much.